Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, all you private parters, and welcome to this week's episode. We've got a great episode for you. Unfortunately, Jamie is not with us. As you know, he is in the final of Strictly Come Dancing, so do tune in and vote for him, because it would be great if he won. You know, it's nice to vote for the underdog, and that he certainly is. So we thought on this occasion we would have a Christmas quiz. So, here we go. It's time for the Private Parts Christmas Quiz. The question will be in part one, and the answers will be, as normal, in part two. First question of the Christmas Quiz. Which world leader celebrates his birthday on Christmas Day? That is the first question. Give you a hint. Maybe no hints. Here we go. Next question. Question number two. Which country annually sends a Christmas tree to be erected in London's Trafalgar Square? That's question number two. A hint there. Is it somewhere that has Christmas trees? Hadn't crossed your mind yet. Question number three. Which country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition? That's a good question. Question number four. You ready? What is your star sign if you were born on Christmas Day? Obviously, these are all Christmas themed because it's a Christmas quiz. And no Googling, Binging, whatever your search engine of choice may be. This is a real quiz. There are high stakes, high penalties for cheating. Anyone caught cheating has to have their head flushed down the loo. That's the penalty. Number five. Question number five. Who was crowned King of England on Christmas Day 1066? Should know this, guys. Question number six. In Japan, what is now a traditional Christmas dinner? And do you know what? This question has actually come up before as one of my questions of the week. Question number seven. Traditionally, which way should mincemeat be stirred to bring good luck? Well, I didn't know the answer to this. Question number eight. Doing which Christmas activity sends roughly 14,700 Americans to accident and emergency every year? Question number nine. There are 10 questions, so we are nearly at the end. The penultimate question. The official record for the tallest snowman is held by the town of Bethel in Maine. How tall was the snowman? That is question nine. And now, finally, what traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant? And you know what a parasite is. It's something that lives off other things. We've all met a few of them. So there we are. That is question number 10. That's it. private parties. I will read the answers to you in part two of the podcast. And now, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Private Parts. This week, sadly, we are without Jamie, but we have a fantastic replacement for Jamie this week. The wonderful Sarah Keyworth!
Hello, Francis Bull. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you. My coach trip winner and partner in victory.
Who'd have known? Who'd have thought that when we were on that coach last year abroad, that would be our last hurrah?
I know. Gosh, it was
our last taste of freedom.
God, that was a different world back then, wasn't it? Walking around,
crossing borders,
yes.
Touching each other.
I know. Being in an enclosed bus.
We were allowed to shout on the bus, weren't we?
I know. Yes.
And sing.
Gosh, it feels. Feels almost alien.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know about you, but I find it weird watching movies now and then seeing like made in the past, and you're like, wow, none of them are even social distancing.
Yeah, you expect people to veer away from each other on the street and stuff. All these Christmas films where people just hug and kiss each other.
Yes, it's sad, really, isn't it? That anyway, enough about that. This is a Christmas bonus episode.
This is cheerful.
Yes, and actually, we've got a lot of great things in store for you guys today, including the Christmas quiz. So, Sarah, you're going to have your Christmas quizzing hat on.
Okay.
Answering the quiz. We'll see how you fare on that.
I didn't know this was going to be a quiz as well. I would have done some Christmas research.
Well, you know, that's you can't. I guess you could study for a trivia exam, but. You know, where would you start?
I don't know. I've just put Christmas into Google and go from there.
Yes, Christmas, Wikipedia, I suppose. Well, anyway, enough about that. what have you been up to? Obviously, we all know what everyone's been up to a certain degree. But what have you been up to in particular amidst the framework that we have to work in?
I've been doing lots of Zoom Christmas corporate gigs.
Oh, nice.
Been happening over the last couple of weeks in my life, and I can't tell you how bleak they are, because it makes you realize how important the sort of the dark depraved nature of a corporate Christmas party you need that sort of anonymity a little bit going on.
Yeah,
because what's happening at these gigs is that somebody's getting really drunk and saying the things that they would usually say at the Christmas party, but the problem is that every single other employee is looking and listening
watching.
At them. The amount of HR, the amount of apologies I've had from companies being like, thank you so much for doing the gig. We would like to apologize for this person, this person, this person, this person, for the way they behave.
Oh my
God.
I'm
like, HR are probably having the busiest time of year.
Do you think they're recording them just for like posterity?
I think some of them are.
Because that's compromat, isn't it?
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. It's an amazing one where a lady drunkenly interrupted me and started telling a story about how two lesbians moved into her village when she was a child and her mum called them rug munchers.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is not an appropriate story to be telling at your work Christmas party, but you are doing it. So
I guess because they're drinking, right, at the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That is that is a recipe for... you know, long-term embarrassment.
Yeah, you can see the person who booked the Zoom gig just sort of sliding down in their chair.
But how is it like doing a gig on Zoom? I haven't actually done one of those, but do you find it, do you get good feedback?
Yeah, sometimes it can be really nice, but if the internet connection is a bit slow, it's really, you have no idea whether you're doing well or not. You make a joke and then you pause and hope for the best.
Do you know what? I had an idea like 2 years ago. I remember when I was first doing like new material, I kind of thought it would be great if there was just like a way that you could go on and you could test out your new material to just a group of people or like 100 people, and you could see like the laughter spike. So you could see like whether it's going to hit it or
measure the success
rate.
But then
obviously then, you know, that's sort of kind of what's happened with Zoom. But I guess, can you hear the laughter like in a comedy club?
Yeah, sometimes if they're really engaged with it, then you can get a decent atmosphere on a Zoom gig. I do think that if you could measure exactly how funny if somebody found something, I'd end up being like, okay, you there in the red shirt, what was wrong with that? Because you were at 30% there, but how can I bump you up?
So I'm just going to mute everyone else and speak to this.
Yeah. That one guy who hasn't laughed at a single thing. I mean, I do that anyway.
Yeah, is your mic broken?
I think there's something wrong with your tech.
Yeah.
We're not picking up your mirth.
Well, I guess you've got an easy scapegoat there to blame it on. You know, it's like with my girlfriend Zoe. She's French, so obviously she doesn't laugh at my one of my jokes. I just, you know, say that it's lost in translation.
Obviously.
And so I feel better. Yeah. But
is that why you choose to date non-British people?
Yes, exactly. And also improve my French.
It's very calculated.
No, that's not obviously why.
Yeah, no.
That's a bonus. God, well, we should do this more often, Sarah.
We should. It's always great to catch up.
Yeah. All right. Well, every week we have a special prize in the form of a Private Parts mug to give away to one of our best listeners' stories that they've sent in. We'll start off, Sarah, with the first letter. Hey, Jamie and Francis. First of all, I love the podcast and I'm rooting for Jamie to win on Strictly. He's my favourite. We found that person.
You found the one Jamie voted.
We found him. Jamie, don't worry not. We found her. So I have a little story for you. Last weekend, I met my friends for a dog walk. Socially distanced, of course.
Of course.
And their dog.
Socially distanced, yes. Of course. I'm going to get that tattooed on me.
Yes. Of course. Okay. And their dog, George, fancies my dog, Millie. A lot.
How do you know?
Well,
you can tell if a dog fancies the other one, but how do you know it's a lot?
Yeah, but I guess maybe it's because he's always trying to hump her. That's
well, you know, doesn't mean he likes her a lot. If anything, it's a sign of disrespect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, they have different different metrics. In the dog world.
They do. So, all right, George, I'll let you off.
We can't all live by the rule of the dog. And quite right.
some of us do, but he's doing Strictly right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so when he got out of the car, he was instantly on Millie's tail when she was trotting around in the leaves. Oh, sounds very romantic. Then disaster struck. While George was sniffing her bum area, Millie squatted and proceeded to shit all over George's head. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I don't think George was into that. I don't know. He's only tiny, so it covered half of his head. We had to clean it all off. We had to clean it off with a mask, as that's the only thing to hand. Oh, God.
You cleaned it off with a COVID mask.
With a COVID mask. So poor George had to do the entire walk with a shitty head. Believe it or not, George still wanted a piece of Millie, even after she shat on his head. True love.
I wish that women were allowed to do that to men who were harassing them.
Well, I think some of them do.
Some of them do. But those men are usually into it.
Yes, it's usually a paid thing, I think.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's a great story.
That's good.
Poor George.
Thank you, Samantha. That's a lovely story there. Lovely.
I just think if you were going on a walk, you'd take a wet wipe or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially if you've got a dog. But I suppose, mask will do.
God, do you think it was a fabric mask or a disposable?
I hope it was a disposable one. But I have to say, the fabric ones, really, I find it a bit gross how people just wear them over and over and over. Apparently, there's some horrible statistic that, like, people just don't wash them.
Well, that's not a statistic, is it? That's just speculation.
That people, no one washes them.
You could have said any number at all, and I would have let you. I would have gone, oh, really? But
I can't remember exactly, but it was a lot.
I can well imagine that. I'm sure that there are people who don't wash them. I'm a bit addicted to washing my mask. I think I wash it too much.
That's good, though. It's good. At least you're washing it.
I like to have a new one every day, like a pair of pants.
Where's your mask? It's in the wash.
I've got a special... I had a real low point of the year where I had to carve out a special section in my underwear drawer for my masks.
Oh, really?
I didn't know where else to keep them.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose that is a problem.
And I've got too many now.
It's the latest fashion accessory. Anyway, enough about that. another letter from M. She's chosen to remain anonymous. Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that I think your podcasts are fantastic. Anytime I feel anxious, I just listen to your podcast and it brings me right back down. So we are something of what is it they give for anxiety? Xanax?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're the Xanax of the podcasting world?
Well, this listener is saying that we are the Xanax of the podcast world.
I think that must be the only time that Jamie Lang has a calming effect in any circumstance.
But you guys are awesome. So much love. Kiss, 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 M. That's a lovely letter. But
that's just a fan letter, though, isn't it? There's no story. You just want to read out a compliment to yourself?
Yeah. I guess that's what happened there. I apologise.
That's nice, M. That's very, very
Thank
nice.
Thank you, M.
I had to listen to Francis read out a letter that was just like, aren't I great?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with me. You've brought me here.
You should have read that one out, really, so then I could have...
I should have had the full effect, the praise.
I could have feigned disbelief. Do you want to read the next one out, Sarah?
I would love to. Let me find it. Hey, Jamie and Francis. You guys have me in fits of laughter. For fuck's sake, this is just another complimentary email. You guys have me in fits of laughter every time I listen. Anyway, I have a story for you that I hope you'll enjoy. Thank God. I had been seeing someone for a few months when he decided I should meet his family. I immediately hit it off with his mum and we got chatting about a bag I wanted to buy. I had a photo of it on my phone. I could already see where this is going and I'm uncomfortable. So I decided to go over to her and show her. As I'm sure you remember, the phones back in 2009 were incredibly slow. Is this story based in 2009?
I think so.
This lady is called Tanya and she hasn't given us that context, but for context, I think this had happened in 2009, which is 11 years ago. When phones were slow. I had found the picture of the bag, but I must have scrolled too far because by the time I turned it around to her, it had scrolled to a photo of me completely full frontal, absolutely everything on show. As you can imagine, I knew something was wrong by the utter shock on their faces. I had to hide my face for several minutes behind a cushion. Anyway, me and my husband have now been married for nearly 10 years and his family have forgiven me. Tanya, I'm assuming that it's the same man.
That is so good.
It's just that last bit's just a different story. And it's like, I never saw them again, but me and my husband have been married for 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's very awkward.
That is so awkward.
There's a very offensive world in which women are called bags, aren't there?
Oh.
So I love the idea that she was like, check out this old bag.
Check out this bag.
It's her just naked.
Oh my God.
That's wonderful.
That's a good story.
It's no shitting on a dog's head, but it is close.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's up there. All right. So I'll read this next one and then you read the last one. Hey, Jamie and Francis. I have a funny Christmas story. Oh, that's topical.
Yes.
I used to get some Christmas lovin' from a guy on Christmas Eve when I used to go back to my parents for the Christmas break.
I'm sorry. That's not how anyone talks. I used to get some Christmas lovin' for the Christmas break. This sounds like a robot wrote it.
I used to get some Christmas lovin' from a guy on Christmas Eve when I used to go back to my parents for Christmas break.
Well, say Christmas again.
So it's obviously Christmas. It was obviously scheduled. Yeah.
Christmas lovin'.
No one says Christmas that many times in a sentence. But anyway, one year the guy dressed up as Santa and we were both so drunk that when he was shagging me, he woke up my six-year-old brother who came into my room seeing me get down and dirty with Father Christmas, who then screamed and woke up the whole house.
Oh my God.
That's traumatizing for a child. In the morning, I came downstairs to a slow clap and a very confused and disturbed brother. I have since never lived it down with my family saying things like, "Did you go down Santa's chimney?" Oh, God.
Surely Santa went down her chimney.
That's what I thought.
Well, actually, do you know what? Don't judge them.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, maybe it's a pegging scenario. I don't know.
I did wonder where you were going to go with that, but you did just say it. Yeah, your six-year-old brother caught you pegging Santa.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we respect that.
Yes.
That's what Santa's into. That's
yeah,
what Santa
I mean,
should do.
I've always wondered, like, you know, I don't want to get, you know, down in the dumps or the gutter for this episode, but...
down in the dumps is a horrible way to describe pegging.
It could get down in the dumps, I suppose, is a pegging scenario.
Yeah. But
what I always wondered is who gets something out of the pegging. I don't understand who benefits from it.
Well, I think everybody, if because presumably the peggy, the person being pegged,
Peggy, right?
Peggy gets it must feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
and then the pegger thinks it's sexy.
I just don't. Maybe
it's just not your thing, mate.
Maybe it's over my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. No, I'm sure that there are a lot of people in the world who would be a fan of it.
Yes, I guess apparently, but I just I've never been able to.
I don't think you or I are the target pegging market.
Yes. Yes, but that's probably true. Okay. onwards to your next.
Okay.
Letter here.
No, this one doesn't say hello or anything like that. There's no introduction. Straight into the story, which I kind of respect. A couple of years ago, my parents got a lovely black Labrador who, like most dogs, loves peanut butter. He is also fairly badly behaved and good at pulling things off the surface.
Well, that sounds very like...
The surface
like
of what?
Stranger Things.
Yeah, it is. It's very... One day we came home to discover the jar of peanut butter smashed on the floor and all the peanut butter gone. We freaked out thinking that he must have eaten some of the glass, and so we rushed off to the vet. As we were explaining the situation, she says she was going to need to x-ray him to see if he needed surgery and rushed him through to be sedated. Everyone is crying. It's all very dramatic. About 30 minutes later, the vet comes out with a very strange expression on her face. We all assume the worst. She's carrying the x-ray and invites us to come and have a look at it and says, "I scanned your dog's stomach and he has eaten a very small amount of glass, so we are going to have to remove it. But thankfully, he's completely unharmed. It seems that he's also been eating your socks and they lined his stomach and protected him."
Wow. That is amazing.
When they removed it all, they found 8 partially digested socks and a few remnants of peanut butter. Thankfully, he's fine now and banned from both the kitchen and the laundry room.
That is so bizarre. That a dog's... Why do they eat socks?
Why do they eat everything?
Why do they eat... They just... it's like... it's also... I find it so funny that he ate a sock and he's like... That didn't taste like food, but I'll try again.
You know? Yeah, let's go 8. I want that 8 more times. Yeah. Do you know, there's always that question that people have where they're like, there's like a alternate reality or a mysterious place in the world where odd socks go.
Oh, yes.
That's the answer. Saskia's dog's been going around eating them.
It is strange. I've lost socks. I've lost underwear. In the past few weeks, I've lost a lot.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Check in the dog if you've got a dog.
Yeah, that's true. I liked that one.
That was a great story, Saskia.
All right. Well, so Sarah, look, I'm going to allow you to choose now the winner of the mug for this week's episode.
I liked all of the stories.
Diplomatic.
I thought they were all fantastic. I particularly enjoyed the random one in the middle that was just complimenting of you.
Yeah.
I think I am going to go with Pegging Santa.
Pegging Santa. Pegging Santa's the winner.
Just because it got you to say if we're going to go down in the dumps about Pegging Santa.
Oh, my God. Caroline W., you are the winner of the mug.
Caroline W.,
we will be in touch.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. We will be in touch to find out your address to send the mug. And now that's the end of part one. And please stick with us for part two, where we will be giving the answer to the question of the week. The Christmas quiz, I should say. And we'll also be having some wonderful Christmas cracker jokes sent in from our lovely listener.
You said that like you have one listener. Sent in from our lovely listener. Just one guy making up stories.
Our lovely listener, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.